Blah, 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 blah.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Lillian Curry.
I'm Cole Raymond.
And this is The Weekly Stool, Edition S. Welcome back, folks, to our lovely radio show.
To our lovely stool meeting.
Our lovely stool meeting.
Where we discuss
all
the greatest stools of the week.
It's been a big week. We've had a long week this week. Would you want to talk about the show?
Oh my God, we had our first limbs show on Friday.
Shout out to everyone who came.
It was
a
great.
Grand old time.
It was great.
Went super duper well. Cole and I were in our knees in rat poop.
Yes.
For about 6 hours.
We were cleaning up
the basement.
Lots and lots of high quantities of rat poop. That was
high quantities.
It
of
was
rat poop.
Really kind of caked into the floor, so we kind of had to scrub.
The floor was actually a different color before and after. We left.
Yeah, we really scrubbed it.
Cole went in with a broom.
I was like,
he was really digging away.
Yeah.
We had lots of help. It was great. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of everyone who came and showed their support. We will be having another show.
Yeah, there will be at some point.
At some point. Soon. So
maybe Halloween time. We'll see.
Halloween time. Stay posted for updates about that.
Anyways,
so it's an S week this week, which is.
Which is great.
A big one.
Because we have
We're glad to be back.
We have a plethora of options to choose from.
Many options. It's a beautiful day here in Easton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there's a bunch of rain
bunch
and clouds
rain,
and dreariness.
But it's very
I would agree
fall,
that it's beautiful.
Very cozy, which I love. I love a good cozy moment.
Yeah, but if you can't sit and be cozy, then you know,
yeah,
it's not really
true.
Enjoyable. Like
we are very busy people.
Yeah, if you just have something after something after something after something,
yes.
You can't really enjoy the rain.
Everyone has those days where you are just booked fully. You
yeah,
give yourself
I'm
5
from,
minutes in between each meeting.
Yeah.
I'm booked from Tuesdays. I'm booked from 11 a.m. until 6:30. So I just disappear off the face of the earth for that many hours.
Can't get anything else done. You
can't
just
get anything else done. Even if you tell yourself that you're going to do homework while you eat.
No.
No.
No way.
No, you never do.
No way. So, you're gonna enjoy your CBR, your chicken bacon ranch.
My chicken bacon ranch
your
quesadilla.
Your 1,000 calorie chicken bacon ranch quesadilla with 73 grams of fat.
The calories that we're consuming at this.
You know, we should talk about Sonic Bloom.
Sonic Bloom!
I love them.
I love them.
So much.
I've been lucky enough to see this band live, I believe in Asbury Park,
yeah, at the House of Independence.
At the House of Independence with Cole, Mr. Raymond, over the summer, I think.
Yeah.
And it was a great time. And
it was a great
they
time.
Have a lot of supporters and listeners.
Yeah, they're growing exponentially.
They're growing exponentially, and yeah, I'm a fan. So.
Yeah, so get in while they're small, and then you can say that you were there.
You can say
the
you
whole
knew
time.
Them when, which is everyone's dream.
Way back when.
So
this is from their more recent album from 2018. It's called Beach Karma. The
nice.
Song is called Shotgun. It's my favorite. Yeah. Quick shout out to Lily Bryan of the freshman class. All right, here's Shotgun by Sonic Bloom.
We'll be right back.
I love them so much.
I love them so much.
I love them.
I love them.
Yeah, they're such nice boys too.
They were very kind. I did have the pleasure of also meeting them.
Max, the front man. Max Connery.
Great voice.
Great clothes.
Great clothes, great Chase. Hair. Great hair, his long hair.
You remember Chase?
I remember Chase.
And yes. Danny.
Danny's
Lily
cute.
Likes Danny.
Lily likes Danny.
And who's the other one? Andrew. Yeah, Andrew plays the bass.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. They're all great. They're nice guys.
Up next on the stool, we have a classic duo. Kind of like
is
ketchup
and
mustard. Lily and Cole.
Yeah. Is it us?
Hot
is this
chocolate
our song?
And cinnamon.
Lily, when are we going to play our song that we made?
Oh, that's...
Okay,
that's a secret.
We'll reveal it.
We'll reveal it
in the last episode.
We'll sing for you guys. We'll sing it live. We'll perform live in our final episode of the
show. Okay, now to come up with a song.
Now we have to write a song. So this is Salt and Peppa.
Salt and Peppa.
Great duo. If you don't know them.
No, I don't know Salt and Peppa actually.
They have a few bangers. This is I'll Take Your Man. I don't really have anything else to say about it.
Don't say anything. Let the music speak for itself.
All right.
Let Salt and Peppa speak.
I'll Take Your Man by Salt and Peppa.
Hard on mine. Everywhere I turn, everywhere I look. a duck, a sucker, soft-hearted punk. Going skiing for skeezers, stunts for blunts. So that's why y'all have so many things in common. Him for just robbing, but not robbing. I never ever went out my way to get play. I keep guys like yours held down at bay. You know I can't, I got the upper hand. Tramp, you don't stand a chance, cause I'll take your man.
So yes, that is Salt and Peppa, and we actually, I made a mistake. It's actually Salt, Peppa, and DJ Spinderella. So it's actually a trio.
Yeah, because I was looking at all this album artwork, and there's
three
fools on this, on all these covers. So yes. I guess there's, I was thinking it was Salt, Peppa, and then somebody named N.
yeah, that would have made sense.
No, it's Salt, Peppa, and their DJ.
DJ Spinderella.
Yes. DJ Spinderella.
Yeah. I like the message that song says.
Yeah? That
if
it really speaks to you?
If you mess with me, I'll take your man.
Nice. Have you ever done that?
No.
No.
I have not done that.
Lily.
I respect my
the
friends.
Angel.
And their relationships.
But what if somebody messes with you?
Then I'll take your man.
Okay. Look out, people with men.
Look out, people with men.
You'll get them stolen.
Or women.
Yeah, but I'll take your man.
I'll take your woman.
I'll take your gender neutral
pronoun.
Companion.
Ha 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 ha. Okay.
Okay, moving on. moving
right
on.
Along. Up next, we have.
You know, it's S Week. It wouldn't be S Week without Stevie
Sheck
Wonder.
Wes.
Nope. Sheck Wes. Yeah, it wouldn't be S Week without Sheck Wes. All right, so this is Sheck Wes.
Sheck Wes with Boogie On Reggae Woman. we're kidding.
Hold
we're
on.
Kidding.
Actually, under Sheck Wes, we could play Mo Bamba, Enzo, live Sheck Wes, Enzo with Sheck Wes. Do that, Chippy Chippy. I can't say that word. There's a lot of interesting song
so
names under Sheck Wes.
So we cannot play Sheck Wes this
Yeah, no,
week.
No Sheck Wes, sorry.
But this is Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
With Boogie On Reggae Woman.
Yes, this is a classic jam song. So you can jam out with your friends to this song. Just play it on a loop.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay, here we go. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm a good singer.
Cole is a good... The crazy thing is Cole is a great singer, but he doesn't like to sing, like, on stage.
It's hard.
I
try to do it all the time. I'd say probably
Cole sang at the show on Saturday.
I did.
While playing the drums, which is incredibly impressive, if you ask me. It was bad.
I try it every 2 months, something will come up, and they'll be like, Cole, you gotta sing this song on stage, like, whoever it is. And then I'm always like, yeah, like, I'll do it, and I practice it, and it sounds good. And then I just get up there, and it's crap.
Yeah,
it's always bad. It's just always how it goes.
I'm sure it was fine.
So I think I just have to retire from singing or work more on it.
Or work more on it, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Probably not, to be honest.
Okay, so up next we have another song.
Another song by another S artist.
Since it's Snail S Week. Mail, who we just discovered is our age.
She's 20.
She's 20.
That's so weird.
Which part is weird? The fact that we're 20?
Both of these things.
Or the fact that she's 20?
Okay, first of all, it's weird that, like, she's, like, in our, like... She's a peer of ours,
and she's like famous.
Also weird that she's 20,
and that is our age.
That's what we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is.
I never thought I would make it this far. To be fair,
you thought you'd die out around like 17, 18.
Fizzle around 18, or like stay a teenager forever. But
you can.
Some people do.
It doesn't look good on you around age 30. Like,
yeah, wearing like crop tops and belly button rings.
I think after that point, you got to take all your rings out.
You got to take all your piercings out.
Just be an adult. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, but some people can pull it off.
It's like my French teacher sometimes asks us, like, in French, what do you want to do after college? And I hear that, and I cry. I have to go to the bathroom.
Do you have to cry in French?
Yeah, I have to cry in French.
You're like, ooh.
Is that
so French people cry?
I don't really know. I've never seen a French person cry before.
No, I really don't want to be like racist on air. You know, that's not good.
So this is Snail Mail, with her song. Is it a band? Is Snail Mail a band?
I mean, Snail Mail, when I think Snail Mail, I just think Lindsay Jordan. Like, she's just like...
She's just herself.
She's the singer and guitarist, and she writes too. But she probably has a band. But doesn't matter about them, right? At all. Doesn't matter. It's all about Lindsay Jordan of Snail Mail. Her picture's on the cover. They don't even have the rest of the band on the cover.
Yeah.
Like, all right, is this a... Did she do everything on this? Like... Does the drummer not get any credit?
Cole,
like,
we get
the bassist doesn't get any credit.
You're underappreciated as a drummer.
Anyways,
it's fine.
Here's Pristine by Snail Mail.
Enjoy.
You're all gonna love it.
Anyways,
Cole really loves that song. Oh my god, he's all mushy.
I get chills. Like the songwriting is just, it's so good, and like everything is toned out perfectly, and it's all like in a nice blanket of sound. Like
it's a beautiful.
It's all very uniform and just like a. It's just
clean.
It's mixed very. Clean. It's all mixed in. Like just it's so compact and it's like pristine. You know, it's pristine. Anyways,
up next is this song that we're gonna play.
Yeah, what is this song,
called
Lily?
Broke by Sam Henshaw.
Sam Henshaw.
Which I really like this song. I don't really have anything to say about it. I think it's kind of funny, and I like when music can make me smile in like a humor way, because it's like mixed media, music
mixed
and
media. Yeah,
like,
I mean, you don't see
it's
a lot of
cool.
You don't see a lot of comedy in like good music. Usually, it's comedy or it's like good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Or it's like Lil Dicky.
You can say Lil Dicky.
Lil Dicky.
You can say the name of Lil Dicky on air.
Lil Dicky, yeah.
It's his name.
He has some a lot of humor.
Yeah, but it's like fire. Writing. It's like good stuff.
Yeah, so this is Broke by Sam Henshaw.
Sam with two M's.
Sam with two M's. And I don't know if that's like an artistic thing or
Sam.
It's like he's abbreviating Sammy.
Could be. Maybe that's just his name and we shouldn't question it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to let it rock. Okay,
we should just let.
This is Broke by Sam Henshaw. Huh.
It's been a week from hell. I lost my job at Five Guys. My girl just kicked me out. She says I'm lame. Maybe she's got a point. Who gets the sack from Five Guys? She thinks I'm so incapable of change. But I can cut down on my speed, give you what you need. Take time to make time. Girl, I can stop procrastinating. Oh, a little more prepared, show you that I care, I'll love you, I swear, girl, oh. But tell me if I wasn't broke, ooh, would you spend more time with me like you said you do, oh yeah, tell me what I'm supposed to do, cause the only thing I need is to be loved. Starting out my seventh day of self-assertion, parading in my Calvins with no shame. Good Lord. I sit and think to myself, I've hit the low. But look around and see no one to blame. Maybe I can cut down on my sleep, give you what you need. Take time and make time. I can stop procrastinating. Whoa, 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 whoa. Be a little more prepared, show you that I care, I'll love you, I swear, girl, oh, but tell me if I wasn't broke, ooh, would you spend more time with me like you said you do, oh yeah, tell me what I'm supposed to do, cause the only thing I need is to be loved. Spend more time with me like you said you do. Yeah. Tell me what I'm supposed to do. Cause the only thing I need is to be loved by you. Oh.
Yeah, so that is Sam Henshaw.
That was really good. That was like, that's kind of like a mixture of Sam Smith and like a little bit of gospel in
there. Yeah, yeah. I love his voice a lot. I think it's kind of unique and fun. Very gospel-y, very soul-y. Mm-hmm. I love the brass instrument usage there.
Very cool.
You love a good horn every once in a while. You don't get enough of it.
Bow, bow. You know?
And then there's, of course, the crackle.
Yeah, I mean,
they layer over all the music after they make it to make it sound like you're listening to it on a record.
I mean, it's supposed to sound like it was recorded analog, but like, but I mean, you know, they just added that.
Yeah, so that's kind of annoying. But besides that, if anyone's interested, Sam Henshaw on Spotify
with two M's.
With two M's.
Anyways, up next,
we have to stop saying the word "anyways" in the show because we say it so much.
Okay, well, anyways.
Anyways,
next up is the Smashing Pumpkins. You know, another one of those bands wouldn't have a complete S week without the Smashing Pumpkins.
Never.
Super cool, crazy band, crazy story. Very classic rock band breakup story, frontman going insane story.
Drugs involved?
Oh, lots of drugs. Lots of weird stuff. So if you want an interesting band story, definitely look up the Smashing Pumpkins on like Wikipedia or something. You'll find a cool story.
All right, this is 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Let's go.
Cool kids never
head.
What hurts, Lillian?
Everything hurts, Cole. Bless you. That hurts.
Anyways, we like to keep things exciting over here. So sometimes I'll just sneeze extremely loudly into the mic.
Just for entertainment.
Yeah, just for fun. But anyways, gotta stop saying that. No more anyways. That song that you just heard was from Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness.
The album.
Which is a great album.
2 hours long.
It's 2 hours long. And I think, in my opinion, that's too long
for an album. Who released an album this year that had like 30 songs on it? It was like Drake.
Yeah, Drake. It was released, More Life. It was like a million goodness. Songs.
It was, yeah. I think that's a lot.
Silly.
Also Chance the Rapper did that this year. I think if you're going to release an album...
I spent no time on that album.
...where 75% of the songs are not good, then why would you not just release the 25% that are?
Yeah, that's what Kanye does.
As an album.
That's what Kanye does.
It doesn't really... like, and I spent like 3.5 hours listening to that Chance the Rapper album.
Unfruitful.
3.5 hours of my life that I will never get back.
Never, ever.
I'm just shocked. You think you can win us over with bad music?
No, you can't. You can't trick us. You think you can trick us?
And
there's
yeah. Good things come in little doses.
Little tiny good doses.
Little pockets of happiness. You don't need to have a 25 song album.
Yeah, no, they're not all gonna stick, you know? You can't just throw a handful and
I think the logic is like if you're unsure which is gonna be a hit, you release a bunch of them so that the likelihood that one of them is a hit is greater.
No, it reduces the likelihood of that being a hit because it's harder to find in the album full
that
of
is,
bad
that is
songs.
Very true. We're so mean. Like, if you like this album, I apologize. We're not even gonna name it. We're not gonna name any of the albums we're talking about, so it's fine. Unless you really care and you wanna look.
More Life, the chance one is like a clear disc or something.
Being shattered with a glass on it or something.
It's weird. Yeah. I don't know. Anyways,
Stop!
Up next, we have Ben's My Friend by Sun Kil Moon.
Yes.
Kil is spelled with one L.
With one L. I think Sun Kil Moon gave a letter to Sam Henshaw.
Yeah.
So this is Sun Kil Moon with Ben's
one
My Friend.
L.
This is kind of like, it's kind of like acoustic spoken word.
I didn't know that.
It's kind of interesting.
Okay.
But It's been just kind of deep in my Spotify library for a long time, and it comes up every once in a while, and I'm happy.
All right, I'm excited for this.
So yeah, Cole. Here's Ben's My Friend by Sun Kil Moon.
Sun Kil Moon.
Sun Kil Moon.
I woke up this morning, August 3rd. It's been a pretty slow and uneventful summer. Went to visit a friend in Santa Fe, went to New Orleans and went to see my family. Woke up this morning and it occurred I needed one more track to finish up the record. I was feeling out of fuel and uninspired. Laid in my bed too long, a little down, a little tired. Met my girl and we walked down Union Street. I was scattered and my head was in a bunch of places. Bought a $350 pair of lampshades and we ate at Perry's and I ordered crab cake. Blue crab cakes, blue crab cakes. She said I seemed distracted and asked what was going on with me. I said I can't explain it, it's a middle-aged thing. She said okay and ate her eggs Benedict. And I looked at the walls cluttered with sports bar shit. Sports bar shit. Sports bar shit. Sports bar shit. Thank you. got on the phone and I called my mother, I called my father, talked a little bit with my sister. She's got a new boyfriend, he's a deer hunter, and she's getting used to venison. And my dad's still fighting with his girlfriend about his flirting with the girls at Panera Bread. My mom was good but sounded out of breath. I worry so much about her, I worry to death. I worry to death. I worry about her to death. I worry to death. The other night I went and saw the postal service. Ben's my friend, but getting there was the worst. Trying to park and getting up the hill and finding a spot amongst the drunk kids staring at their cells. Standing at the back of the crowd of 8,000. Thought of Ben when I met him in 2000 at a festival in Spain. He was on the small stage then and I didn't know his name. Now he's singing at the Greek and he's busting moves. And my legs were hurting and my feet were too. I called him after, said I'll skip the backstage high bye. But thanks for the nice music and all the exercise. And we laughed and it was alright. And we laughed and it was alright. And it was alright. Between a middle-aged guy with a backstage pass, a guy with a gut hanging around like a jackass. Everybody there was 20 years younger at least. So leave me this, not my fondest memory. Carried my legs back down the hill, gave my backstage pass to two cute Asian girls. Drove to my place near Tahoe, got my hot tub and I thought, well that's how it goes. And it was quiet and I was listening to the crickets and Ben's still out there selling lots of tickets. And though I'm content, there's a tinge of competitiveness, but Ben's my friend and I know he gets it. Within a couple of days my meltdown passed. Back to the studio doing 12-hour shifts, singing a song about one thing or another. Another day behind the microphone this summer. This tenderloin.
I love that song. That was great. Thanks for that.
It's very emotional.
Yeah, very emotional.
Yeah, the picture on the album cover is like a very grainy photo with like a fat vignette on it. It's like this big, it's like this field. It's like this wheat field, and it's obvious it was just taken from a car, like while they were driving by. And it's a nice moment. It's a nice moment captured.
Very nice
captured
moment.
On
yeah.
screen.
I like that vibe a lot.
Yeah. Good vibes.
Good vibes.
Anyways.
Up next,
Cole, anyways.
Cole will introduce this one.
Yes, I will. So there was this girl that lived near me. Her name was Sierra. Sierra Molacuche. She was a great singer. And we recorded an EP with her like a good long while ago. And she was 14. I think it was 2016 at that point. So that means she's like...
18.
16, 17 17? Right now, which is wild.
And now she's in LA working with one of my favorite artists.
Yes, Teyana Taylor's producer. Like is like working with her, like writing songs, and she's like she's living full dream right now.
Yeah.
And she's an amazing singer.
So the crazy thing about college is like you come here and then you watch all your friends flourish.
Yeah, like all your, like everybody tells you like go to college, and then everybody who doesn't go to college does something crazy.
Yeah, life decision.
Yeah, kind of weird. So and they also aren't $200,000
in debt. This is
that's funny,
this
right?
Is Islands by Sierra. Enjoy.
Yes, this is her most recent release on Spotify. So check it out.
Let me know, you know I ride for you, you know I die for you. that you got a heart on me, baby. Girl, you're my only option. I'm feeling tipsy, tryna press on you. Look at that dress on you, you know you wanna pop it. We can take it like a default. Make it spicy, like some pico. Having sex up on the beach, make it love up in the sea. Got me poppy, got me feeling like a chico. Pensando en que rico, baby. Let's get sensual.
Cause I won't stop. Got you tossing and turning the fire. Still burning, I'll lose it till I'm on top. Your energy, that you match it with me. And they're looking at what we got. I know I got and you want love. So tell me, what is our next stop? Oh, there we go. Straight off the plane we go. Right off to Mexico. On the islands, quiet. Let me know. You know how.
It sounds like she's already famous.
It sounds like it's like off Camila Cabello's like new album already, or whatever. Like, yeah. Sia, Labyrinth, like.
She's got superstar style.
She has like popped them.
Popped them?
In the bag.
Popped them?
Popped them. Like,
oh, like the like Kingdom of
the
Pop.
Kingdom of Pop.
Oh, I gotcha.
So that's cool.
Yeah, she knows, I mean.
Her audience, I guess.
She knows how to like string together like good lyrics and some good melodies. So that'll take her really far. Shout out to Sierra Mullacuche. You're going places. Yeah, going places, kid. Great.
Up next, a classic S group.
Classic S group. The Strokes
with their song Reptilia.
Why do you sound like you want to die?
I don't want to die.
With their song Reptilia.
Reptilia is a great song. I have to duct tape my eyeballs open right now because I am so tired that they're closing all by themselves. But we have a stapler here, so.
Okay, I can get that
I'll
ready
be
for
fine.
You. All right, Lillian, hold still. You're fake screaming right now. I'm nowhere near you. Now I'm on your nose. Here we go.
And there are no
staples. In the stapler. You're lucky.
Okay,
I'll get you next time.
This is Reptilia.
Yes, this is from Guitar Hero 3. So all the Guitar Hero 3 fans out there, this one's for you, especially my cousin Ricky. I love you, Ricky.
We know.
Nobody.
I love
not
you too,
listening
Ricky.
To this anyway.
Okay, bye. take your man. Wow.
Ahem.
Please don't.
Every 90...
All right. So it's 5:52.
It's 5:52.
That means... Do you know where your children are? No.
No.
No. All of our friends are going out to dinner right now.
Yeah, and they just...
Without us.
Yeah, they just didn't feel like waiting for
even
us.
Even though they know our schedules, and they know that we're busy until 6:45 on Tuesdays.
Whatever. I don't care.
It's okay.
I'm not missing... We're not missing anything, right? And we're gonna have... You know, it's, you know what? If we want to meet them, we're gonna have to, like, Uber down there.
Pay for the Uber. I don't know if I'm... I have to shower.
Does Danny have enough room in her mom's car for us to come back?
No.
I don't know, man.
We'll see.
Whatever.
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 Well, and I can eat dinner together.
We'll tell you all about it next week.
Yeah.
Didn't you just eat?
I did just eat.
Oh.
But I'll eat a second time because the three pieces of quesadilla that I had were the only thing I've eaten today, essentially, and they were not good.
Yeah, because you didn't have breakfast, right?
I didn't have breakfast, and then when I went to lunch, I had french fries, which doesn't count as lunch.
I think it does.
Only french fries.
You have, but if you add ketchup, that's like a fruit.
And then I had a smoothie, and then I had the three pieces of quesadilla.
Wow, what a great day for
what a healthy. That Lillian. Explains why I'm so tired, though.
Oh, maybe. Possibly.
All right, up next, we have Don't You Forget About Me.
By Simple Minds.
By Simple Minds.
Let's go. Let's play it. Everybody dance. I want to see everybody dancing.
Smelly boy, I guess.
Yeah, I smell pretty bad. Oh, we're back on
the air.
Back.
Oh, hey guys. Didn't see you there.
I smell pretty bad today. Just a PSA for everybody listening.
Everybody walking by Cole, if hold your nose.
If they're wondering what I smell like, I don't smell good. So
I think you smell nice.
Do with that information what you will. Anyways, this is going to be our last song of the week. You've been listening to WJRH 104. Shut up. You do it every time. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Cole Raymond.
My name is Lillian Curry.
And this has been the Weekly Stool Edition S.
You messed it up. I should have done it.
I'll never be good enough. I'll never just be satisfactory.
No, you're amazing.
I'm always below par.
Illy
hard eyes.
Fly like an eagle.
By the Steve Miller Band.
It's been nice hanging out with you guys.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Come back next week for what's next?
A, B, C, D, F, G, H, A, K, L, M, P, Q, R, S. T!
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 T-week.
Teyana Taylor will be featured.
We'll see about that. Let's go. Fly censorship. Like an eagle.
Living in the street. Oh, there's a solution.